Okay, so the Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah Gimel, says that Mayin Shum Noshach Kanadal Riba Lavim Shicha Yeru Kimay Shahaya. So it sounds like the simple reading of the Mishnah would tell me that if you have a Mayin that you add in Mayim, you add in Mayim, and into the Mayan, it stays with its same din. That's what it sounds like if you just read the Mishnah Kipshutai, it would seem like that's the halacha. If that would be the halacha, then that would be a stira to the other Mishnah. Where we find not like that, we find in Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin that if you add on a lot of she'uvim, on a lot of noitim or she'uvim onto a mayan, then the din is, it's not like that. The din is, in Mishnah, Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, it says, mayan shemem of mu'otin v'rabu olav mayim she'uvim. So then the din is, shavu l'mikvah l'tar b'ashbarin l'mayan l'hatu b'bakoshu. It loses its din of a mayan l'gabe that it's not matar b'zoichlin anymore. So on the surface level, it's a stira between the Mishnayos. One Mishnah says if you add non-Mayan water to a Mayan and to Roiv, then the Roiv is Mevatel, the Mayan, Lagabi, the Din Zoichlem, and the Mishnah of Nadal seems to say not like that. It's also Mavur in the Gemaras, in Shabbos, Bukhairis, and the Darim that say that Bante, the Avod de Shmuel, made Mikvois, Labante, Bimei, during the year, depends on the Rishon, in which months of the year. But he didn't want to use the river because it was Rabu Anoitvim al Hazoichlim, which would also seem to be like Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, that when there's Roiv Noitvim, Roiv non-Mayan water, in a Mayan, it's not Matar B'Zoichlim anymore. And it's not like Nadal. So, first of all, it's a stira. And second of all, the Din Alein is toned beer. Like the Trumas Adeshin asks, the Taz brings in Sifkat and Gimel, Trumas Adeshin's Kasha, as we know, that when you have a mikvah, and you add water to a mikvah, you add shuvim water, shuvim, mayim shuvim to a mikvah, it's tar, it's good. Shuvim, once you have a mikvah kshera, then it's matar the shuvim. No matter, even if the roif, even if you have kama alofim of sois, of mayim shuvim to a mikvah, once it's a kosher mikvah, it's good. So how come Mayan would not have that halacha? Why would non-Mayan water pasal a Mayan when non-mikvah water doesn't pasal a mikvah? Just parenthetically, more than gets a second seder, but Be'etzim, you find more of a kula in Mayan than mikvah, if anything. Because by Mayan, the halacha is that once the Mayan is kolshu, even if it's a revius, it's a mashu of a mayan, has a din of a mayan that if you add all these entire bakolshu or whatever the rishonim are going to say, it never says anywhere you need memsa. Even though according to some rishonim, memsa is a shir daraisa by mayan also. But once it's a shir mayan for kalim, it's enough that even if you add shuvim, if you add whatever you add, it's going to have this din of whatever the halacha is. Going to be either Metalba Koshu or Bim Koyma, whatever we're going to see. But you don't need a shear Mayan for Adam. Even the Midaraisa Mayan for Adam is Memsa, according to Ladder Yishonim. But by Mikvah, it's not like that. By Mikvah, if you have a Revius, which is a Mikvah for Kalim, but Midaraisa Shuvim Puzzles in the first Rav, according to many Yishonim. So you don't say that once you have a shear Mikvah for Kalim, you need a shear Mikvah for Adam. So if anything, Mayan, some places as a kula in this halacha, and that's from Shmuel Razovsky, I make that hara, and it's glad to see that shtick on Zichron Shmuel. But akoponim, this is the kasha of the Trumas Adeshin and the steer between the Mishnayos. And the Gemara seems to be going with the Mishnah in Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. So I wanted to speak out basically three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The three Mahalchim represents six Rishonim at least, so each Mahalch is at least two Shitas. And go through the Shitas, try to summarize the Shitas I've been working on, just to summarize the Shitas, maybe not Chidushim, and to be Mavar, the Chilukim between them. So the first Shita is the Shita of the Rash and the Marik. Oh, so one second. Yeah, so before we go into that, so what was the Trumas Adeshin's terrace to this Kasha? So the Trumas Adeshin answers that the Chiluk is that She'uvim, the psul of She'uvim is B'yasoy the psul of Mayim Tlushim. We had Lashonis in the Rash like that in Perak Beis, two places. The Rash said Mayim Tlushim. And Mamela, the Yisoyed of when you put Mayim Tlushim into a mikvah, the reason why it takes away the Psul Shuvim is because it becomes Nizra into, like Lashon of the Rosh, it becomes Nizra into the mikvah. So it's as if it's on the Karka. And Mamela, it's not Tlushim anymore. So it's a direct fixing, it's a direct tahara on the problem of the she'uvim. It's always she'uvim because it's not tlushim anymore. Now it's back to being mechubar. Masha'enkein, by noitvim, the problem is that it's not mayan. Meimayan is a very specific type of mayan. It's meimayan. It has to be naturally meimayan. You're adding it on to the mayan, it doesn't become meimayan because you put it into a mayan. It's still foreign mayan. And memela, it doesn't address the psul of the noitvim. And memela, the zriya won't work for the mayim and noitvim, which l'chayra, you still have to add to that. So, number one, it's a chiddush. The Taz asks, like, "May I know this from that?" Okay, but whatever. But you have to add to that. So, how come it's metar b'kolshu, which is a din and a mayan? If you're telling me it doesn't really work, so how does it address the issue of a mayan? How does it make come that when you add roiv non mayan water, how come it didn't become ois mayim noitzim? So, if it's not mayim noitzim, so it has to be metar b'ashboyin. Which it is, but how come it still has the din that's metarba koshu like a mayan? So in that, you could say that you saw it, that you could say that aside from zuriya, there's another way when you add water to a mikvah, something else happens also, which is that it's chal on the mayim, Hashem mikvah. The Chaim says like that by chibur l'mayim, by erev mikvahs, that there's an idea that even if it's not, besides for Zriya, that when you add mayim to a mikvah, that alone that you're adding it gives the mayim a shem mikvah. It's part of the mikvah. Being part of the mikvah is a shem mikvah. He says like that by chibur mikvah. So once you have a mikvah, even the ukas hamara, the place which is chibur mikvah, it's chal over there a shem mikvah. So kol shekin, if it's in the mikvah, it's chal on it a shem mikvah. So even if okay. But you could say, yeah, okay. So, but you could say that even if it doesn't matire the mayim is still be'etzem not like that. But being part of being mechubar l'mayon makes it that it's part of the mayon. So be'etzem, it could be considered the mayon itself, even if it's not the mayim is still foreign mayim, but it's still part of the mayon. And therefore, it could be that if you would say like that, you would have this yisoid from Reb Chaim that once it's the Mayan, even if it's not the May Mayan, it still could be Tarba Kolshu, and
not for Zoichlin.
Because, like he says by Galshon Nitlash, the Galshon is just the opposite. It's the May Mayan without the Mayan. So over there, it's Metalba Zoichlin, not Bemashu, and here it's this way around. Okay. Now, the Rash. How does the Rash learn the Mishnah over here? So let's see if we could apply the Truma Sedeshin to the Rash. So the Rash is Mavur, that the Pshat in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, is that you added Roiv Mayim She'uvim. You added Roiv Mayim She'uvim. It's Mavur like that, the most clear in his Pirish to the Mishnah of Shoikis, where he says pretty much black and white, when he asks from the Mishnah of Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, he says that when you add, that even if you have Roiv She'uvim in the Talmi from the Teseftin, if you add, even if you have Roiv She'uvim in a Kli, if you mechaber it to a Mayan, so then the Koyach of the Mayan, the Chibur to Mayan, should be Matayar, even the She'uvim, even though they're Roiv. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. So it's very clear he learned that the Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, which is Mayan Shereba Alav, is literally, you added on a lot of She'uvim. And since you added on a lot of She'uvim, so Mimela, it's okay, so you added on a lot of She'uvim and you put it into the mikvah. And the din of that is that it's Matar B'Koshu and it's not Matar B'Zoichlim. So we don't know Pshat in that, so maybe Pshat is like we're saying from the Truma Sedeshin. And that setup that we're saying is that maybe it doesn't make it the May Mayan, but the Etzem Mayan, I dechibur the Mayan, it becomes a din like the Mayan itself, anything mechubur the Mayan. And Mamela, it would have a din that it's Metar B'Kolshu and not Metar B'Zoichlin. The problem with that setup is that then L'Choira from the Rash itself in the parish on that Mishnah, he brings a Pshat in the Tesefta. And in the Tesefta, over there it says, if you took a Mayan and you brought it to a new place, in the new place it also has this din, that it's Metar B'Kolshu, and it's not Metar B'Zoichlin. And over there, it's Fakir. if anything. This is the Avi Ezri, he asks this kasha in the last Shtekel Mikvois. And Avi Ezri, he points out this point that the Rash is Mavur, not like this setup that we're saying, that Zoichlim is Tolan the Mayim, and Kolshu is Toloi in the Etzem Shemamayim. It's not like that, because in the Tosefta is Faker. You have the May Mayim, you brought the Mayim there. The problem is it's a new place. It's a new place. That's why it's not Matabra Zoichlim. Why? It's the May Mayim. So here it's the opposite. So to say this setup of that there's two things, there's a Mayan and May Mayan, and this one gives you that din, and this one gives you that din, the Chayra, in that Meneo Bay, we have a Stira in the Rash then, if you would say like that setup. So the Chayra, because the Teseftas, we have two cases in the Rash that is Matar Bekolshu and not Bezoichlin. One case is the Tesefta, which is purely the mime of it, just felt because you brought it there. And the other case is the ribuy of the mime in the place itself where you added. So what's that tzad hashoveh between those two places, those two halachas of the Rash?
Also, if you don't say zrias, then why it should be bottle bearer?
I started late, so I'm like a shtickle as it is talking too fast, bro. So So like this. So the Rash, L'chora, in this setup is like the Shita of the Marik in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings the Marik. Even though the Beis Yosef himself says that the Rash is not like the Marik, and he brings a Raya that the Rash is not like the Marik, the Daki Moshe and the Shach both say that from that Raya is a Raya Fakert, that he does hold like the Marik. You'll see the way he builds it out. But Al Koponim, it's Betzim the sheet of the Marik, that the Marik holds these two things. That when you bring the Mayim to a new place, it's not Metar B'Zoichlin. And if you're Mar B'Mayim Shuvim in the place itself, it's also not Metar B'Zoichlin. So what would be the Pshat? So we thought, you could just say a simple Pshat in the Rash, that the Pshat is, the Betzim he holds not like the Trumas Adeshin, and not like his Kasha. The Betzim, when you add on Mayim to a Mayan, it's Taka, takes on the din of the Mayan. But the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that there's a whole Chiddush in a Mayan that's Metar B'Zoichlin. Metar B'Zoichlin, according to Metar B'Zoichlin, is a halacha in a Mayan. A Mayan is the natural Zemayim Chaim. And there's a halacha of a Mayan that a Mayan can be Metar B'Zoichlin. It doesn't require Ashbarin in order to be able to have the Tahar of the Mayan. Okay, so it's like an extra halacha in Mayan. And Memela, the halacha of Mayan, that's Metar B'Zoichlin, is only when it's the Etzem Koyach Zechila of the Mayan itself, the Mayim Chaim. It has to be the Koyach of the Mayim itself that's being Zoichel. If you move it to a new place, so in that place, the Mayim didn't have the Koyach to be Zoichel there. You brought it there. It's not the natural Koyach Zechila of the Mayim. So maybe over there, it's not a Tar B'Zoichel. It's not because it's missing something in the Mayim. It's not because something was Mevatel anything in the Mayim. It's not the whole setup of there's two parts, and you Mevatel the Mayim, Klapi this, not Mevatel the Mayim, Klapi that. It's Mayim. But it's Mayan that can't be Matar B'Zoichlin, because that Zechila is not the Zechila of the Mayan. It's not the Zechila of the Mayan when you bring it to somewhere where it couldn't have gone naturally, Mikoyach, its own Zechila. And Hu Adin, if you add water and Roiv Shuvim, then when you're donning the Mayim over here, the Zechila, then you're donning and then you're saying that this is not the natural Koyach Zechila of the Mayim, because the Roiv of the Mayim over here doesn't have a Koyach of Zechila by itself. So the Mayim here doesn't have a Koyach of Zechila by itself. So this Mayan, this type of Mayan, can't be Metar B'Zoichlin, because not the natural form of this Mayan is Metar B'Zoichlin. So it's an unnatural Zechila, and Memela, the Koyach Zechila, has to be the Chiyas of the Mayan. It's the Chiyas of the Mayan itself. It's you making an unnatural Zechila, that's not Metar B'Zoichlin. So according to that, you could say it's a local din, basically, in the Koyach Zechila of the Mayan, and Memela, it's not Metar B'Zoichlin. Even where it's Metzorich HaMetzchila. Because right now, this Mayim is Ruba Meshuvim, or Noitzim, and therefore it doesn't have a Koyach of natural Mayim Chaim in the Mokum, even in the Mokum. There's no Chilik Mekoymes, Be'etzim, Mitzad that. The Chilik is you bring it to a new place, and even if it's 100% the old Mayim, but Mitzad the new place, it doesn't have a Koyach HaZechila. So that could be the Shita of the Rash. One Ha'ara, so then in the Rash, it's a Shem Mayim. And it is the Mayim. So how do you read the Mishnah of Nadal according to that? So the Mishnah of Nadal, you would have to say, is not talking about Roiv Mayim. Mayim Shumashal Kanadal Riba, Allah doesn't mean Riba, that it's the majority of the Mayim. It means Riba, you added water, but it's still the Miyat. And therefore it works Kemoisha Haya, it's 100% the same Mayim. Because Roiv of the Mayim is still Karech of Zechila. And Oymid V'Riba is a new Alacha. Oymid V'Riba is Alacha that Yeah, okay. The Oymid V'Riba, the base mayor says a Gishmak Pshat in Oymid V'Riba, because according to the Rash, Oymid V'Riba, why do you have to say Oymid for? So what's he adding with this Oymid V'Riba love? So it could be, why do you have to say Oymid for? You could have just said that even if it wasn't Oymid, anytime you add water, even if it's not the Miyat. What?
You said it's fish, right?
Right. Even if you added Miyat Mayim, if you brought it to a new place, so it's not Metar B'Zoichon over there. So why do you have to say that? What's the case of Oymid V'Riba? So the Yismari says in Geshmak Azach is that since now it's the Mayim was never Zoichel B'Chlal, It was in an Ashburin, and you added a Kerech Zechila to it, so now even the Ashburin is possible to Mitar B'Zeichon. So it has to be, you have to close it up. So it's not so meduyik in the Rash.
Why can't you say the Chilin is Gufa? But why can't you say the Chilin is just Gufa that the Eimid is still
Mitar? And just say that. Well, because you added a Kerech Zechila to it, you're saying.
Have a
meaning that the Eimid is possible. Yeah, he learns, and it's a new chiddush that it's not matar bezchila. It's a psu. It's chal psu zchila in the mayan, even b'mkaymoy. That's how the base mayor learns, and that's the extra chiddush here. Okay, this is the sheet of the Rash.
Why is it the same?
So let's move on to the next sheeta. The next sheeta is the sheeta of the Ran in the Darim, and it's b'shem the Ravid. He says that he learns different. The Ran and the Ravid learn that the case of Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, when you added Mayim, and when you add Mayim, it's not Mitar B'Zoichlin, and it is Mitar B'Koshu, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Mayim that's not Mitar B'Zoichlin, and we never split it up. And what the Mishnah means is it means something else. It means that when you add on Roiv Mayim Shuvim, and you extend the Mayan, it comes out that there's two parts to the Mayan. Wherever the Mayan used to go, so Mimele over there, it's still 100% the Mayan, even though you added a Rav Shuvim, and it's 100% the Mayan for all Dinam. It's Matar B'Zoichlin and B'Kol Shuv. And there's also Chinese of Mayan that's not Matar B'Zoichlin. It's Matar B'Zoichlin and Kol Shuv, it's a full Mayan. And what the Mishnah means is that wherever is the new place that it didn't get to, over there, it's Matar B'Ashboyan, but you also need Memsa, because it's a full mikvah. That means this thing becomes, not that there's a split in its halacha in one place. There's no such thing that you have a split in the halacha. The halacha is that it's either a full mayan or a full mikvah. But when you add it, so memele, wherever you added it, it adds to the mayan. But if it goes to a new place and it was roiv, then in that new place, it's nikva kefi that it's a mikvah. And because it's nikva kefi that it's a mikvah, so memele over there, it's takanat mitar bekoshu, it's memsa and it's bashbar and it's a mikvah. That's how he learns, and that's the pshat in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and that's the pshat in Bante Demar Shmuel, that they didn't want to go to the new places. You could ask Akash, why don't they just go to the old places then? And so what was the whole? They went there in Tishrei, so just go there the whole year. So Beis Yosef says because it got very wide, and they would have to take a boat to get out there. It was very far away, and it would be very hard to get to the old places when there was Nisrachiv. Okay, then you're saying the one. So fine, but the Maisa, the old places are still Matar B'Zoichlin, and the new places are not Matar B'Kol Shu either. And it's a mikvah and a mayan and two separate parts to it. And the mayan shumoshach kenadol riba lavim shicha yarek moshay. It's talking about it was already going there, so you added water. It doesn't matter. And mistama oimid is the same thing as over there. That the old place, wherever it's oimid, is even though it's shavala mikvah the tarbash bar in the new place. And it's a full mikvah. And in the old place, l'mayin l'hat b'kol shu hod in zeichlin in the old place. And it's not about oimid and not oimid. That's mistama. That's how the Ran and the Ravid learn. So it comes out that they have two machloikas in between the first sheet of the Rash and the Marik and the Ran and the Ravid. One machloikas is in the place itself when you add on Roiv. According to the Rash, you lose the Din Zeichlin. According to the Ran and the Ravid, you don't lose the Din Zeichlin. And the other thing is that when you mamshich to a new place, the Rash says that you lose the Din Zeichlin right away, and the Ran says, no, not necessarily. Fakir, if it's me, it's mine, you would still have the Din. So then obviously in the Teseftas, then you would still have it. But only if you're Marbe. So Shaila is, what's the sort of their Shita? And the sort of this Machlaikas. Now, also, one other point to point out is that some people are bothered by this kasha and Nailam, some people aren't bothered by the kasha. But if the true Hasidashin's kasha is a good kasha, then what happened to the Din Zriya by Mayim? So, L'chaira, one could ask that if Taka, it's Mitar B'Zoichlin Bim Kaimai, and you added Shuvim to the Mayan, and it's Mitar completely like a Mayan, Mistama, that means that Bim Kaimai there was a Zriya. If it means that Bim Kaimai there was a Zriya, what all of a sudden happened in the new place? Now, it's not like that. How'd that happen? If it's completely a Mayan, Bim Koimai, so where did it lose that as it keeps on going to the new place? What would be pshat in that halacha? So the Hamizyara Darakoi is that in the etzem idea of, I don't know what the Ran holds, but in the etzem idea of Zriya, the Ravid does not hold of Zriya. The Ravid is the mandamer that holds Nasan Savanatal Sal is a problem. He doesn't hold of Zriya Be'etzim. Means he holds always the Yisoid of Tahara, of Shuvim, even in a mikvah, is like we said earlier, it's just being Mechel on the Shuvim, Hashem Mikvah. And since it's being Mechel on the Shuvim, Hashem Mikvah, so it's Mitar, it doesn't have the correct apostle because it gets Hashem Mikvah. So here also, Be'etzim, what's happening is that when you add the Shuvim, it's Chalan at Hashem of Mayan. Now, so if you look at the Ravid inside, the Ravid says that the pshat is like this. When you add the Mayim becomes part of the Mayim. But the Mayim itself, kloppy the places that it couldn't go, kloppy the places that it doesn't reach, the Mayim has a din of an oimid over there. And Memela, and that's like the seif of the Mishnah. That just like the seif of the Mishnah says, that past where, if it's a Mayan Oymid, and you add Zechila to it, so over there, it's a mikvah. So here also, the new places, Klapi, the new places, the old Mayan was like an Oymid. It only has a din to be considered a Mayan wherever it can go. I assume if you add Miat Mayan, then you just look at it like it's still, like it just was more stark of the Mayan itself. But the wherever the Mayan goes, then that's the Mayan. Past that, it's an Oymid. And if past that, it's an Oymid, so then you added that place to the Mayan, it's not a Mayan. Okay, that's what he says. So I just wanted to mavar maybe what the Yisrael of the Plukta, why he doesn't have a concept of a Mayan losing its Din Zechila, and how come that past the new place, it can't get a Din of Mitar B'Kol Shu. It can't be a Mayan. So it seemed to me that the Ran is
right.
What? No, Rav Mayan does work, because it's like bottle to it. It's like, just look at it as a Hemshech of the Mayan itself. But the Ran could be holds that the whole Oifen Tahara of the Mayan is Bizchila, and the whole Kvias of the Shem Mayan is Mayim HaZoichlin. The whole idea, the way we were saying before was that there's something called the Mayan. Mayan's not rainwater, it's a different type of water, and there's a din that is Matar Bizchila. Also, it's not like a mikvah that gets possible like that because it's that's natural form. In the Ran, the whole kvias of the Mayan is the etzem mayim bezchilasai, mayim chayim. That the mayim zoichim is a Mayan. That's what mayim is, and it's mitar b'koyach. It's zechila. I wanted to shtel to me the svar Reb Ruvain says in a shtick on Siman Dalin. He says that he brings a ra'ah that says if we had a different sugya, that the Ra'ah holds that if you can't use hashaka from a Mayan to a mikvah, because there's two different ifanim of tahara, that a Mayan is matar through the zechila and the mikvah is matar b'ashbarin. It means the way he says it is that a mikvah is matar by being tovel inside the mikvah, b'ashbarin, the makom of the mikvah is matar, and here it's the koyach of the Mayim coming to the person ki'ilu, that's how it's matar. It's a whole different koyach of tahara. It's a koyach of tahara of zechila. So it's very interesting to note that the Ran himself in Shavuos has like a full column to Bavarn that question. I saw the Rosh also Bavarns it quickly, but the Ran is like has a very strong tzad that it's not Matar Bashboyan. That he, and he says the Ran in Shavuos, that's Fakir. I was like, when I saw that Ran, he has a whole long arichas right in the beginning in Shavuos to be Masber. Why is it that mine is Matar Bashboyan? Has in it a mikvah also, maybe? I don't know. But
no, it's kosher. But it doesn't even make sense.
But he has an arichas over there to explain that also has that koyach. But the etzim koyach, it's also it can be mitar b'ashborim. But the etzim chiddush of maim zoichlim is that it's mitar through a koyach of zechila. So the etzim koyach of the mayan is the zechila of the mayan. So Mamela, he doesn't have a concept. You can have a mayan, it's not mitar b'zechila. That is the whole shem of the mayan is the zechila of the mayan. You can't split it up. So the idea is that wherever the mayim is zoichel to, wherever the mayim, whatever we could see is the chilk of the zechil of the mayim, you add to it, it's the mayim itself. And it's mitar bezoichel. That is the shame of the kviyas of the mayim. The mayim ends, if it's a mayim ha'oimid, which he says is lav dafka oimid. Oimid means wherever it could get to. That is the koyach of the mayim. It's ad kan is the mayim. Wherever the zechil goes in the mayim, that's ad kan the mayim. And when past that, when it's roiv, he says, past that, so pshat is that over there, the mayan doesn't exist, and all we see there is mikvah. So his point is...
No,
mean why does roiv work?
No,
roiv, if it's roiv, roiv is also like that. He says, Claude Riven, that the din of mayan ha'oimid applies even when it blibes like a mayan ha'oimid when you take it to a new place. So he says, "Beferish the rabbi." This is lashon. The ritva. That's what it means. Mayan ha'oimid. So that's the lashon of the ravid. When that's how he learns it up. The mayan ha'oimid means the mayim is meshubet to its place of zechila, and past that it doesn't have a koyach of zechila b'chlal. So memela the whole thing is telling the zechila he doesn't have a place where it could be matar one without the other, and b'mkoyma it's matar completely. Okay, let's move on. But you look at the Lashon and the Rav, that's the Ritva, when he brings it down, Taka says it a little differently. He says that over there we don that it's only Maim Shuvim. Which I don't think is so different. I think that's really his point anyway, but okay. The other Shita I wanted to talk about was the Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says that... In Mishnah Nadal, he tells us that there's a Mishnah of Nadal. If he oimid v'ribal le'mayim shuvim achim shichay, ein metar b'makom zchilasay. That if it was oimid and you added on mayim and then you made it into a zoichel, it's not metar over there b'zchila. V'haynu haditznan le'el b'perakam of myler revius mayim shemim of muatan. The Rosh tells us that the pshat in Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin is not like any of these pshatim. It's not talking about the chesaron over there was not mikoyach that you made, you added roiv or anything like that. He doesn't say that. He says the problem was you made from an oimid to a zoichel, and memela in the makom zechila it's not matar b'zechila but it's matar b'kolshu. So we were very bothered by two things. Number one is, also, another thing is that you see in the Rosh that he doesn't say anywhere anything about new places, old places. He's not busy with that. And Taka B'Sesus is medayik that the Rosh and the Rambam, he puts the Rosh and the Rambam together, and they're not busy with new places, old places, to the point that the Beis Yosef wants to say, the Ran is musubik about it, but the Beis Yosef wants to say that the Rosh and the Rambam don't hold to the Tisefta, that new places is a problem. It means they're not busy with new places. So they're not busy with new places, and he doesn't say anything about roiv. So he says, the whole problem is, you took an oimid, you made it into a zoichel over there, it's not matar b'zoichel. So that means that it would sound like from the Rosh, that if it was already a zoichel, and you added on mayim, then it's good. And fakir, that's the resh of the Mishnah of Nadal. You added on mayim, maybe even roiv, maybe whatever. It could be, technically. But if it could be, that would be the halacha. But But the point is, you added mayim, and it still blibes with the din of the mayim. So then the arkasha was, so then what was the problem of Bante de Shmuel? What was the case that Shmuel didn't want them to be toivel in the river? I'm talking about a river that was oimid? The whole Pras River, it was oimid? And then he added water to make it zog, it's impossible. So what was the case? If the only case that the Rosh could come up with that is matar, loses the zoichlin, is when you took an oimid and made it into a zoichel, so then the whole Gemara of Ante Demar Shmuel is a pella. So we had that shver. I went away for a day, and then I came back, and the oilam had a maramakum on this. That the Rosh, the Pirush HaRosh himself in, my chavrusha showed me, other people showed that the Rosh in Nedarim says that when you add, fakir, he holds that Roiv is a bigger problem than all the Rishonim. He says here in the Pirush HaRosh that if you add Roiv Mayim into a river, it's Mevatel the river completely, and if you would add Roiv Noitvim, it loses even the Din Kol Shu, it's Blibes a Mikvah, and if you would add Roiv Shuvim, it would be Possel. It's Possel. That you would add, it sounds like from the Rosh, when you add Roiv, it's Mevatel, the river that was there. Good, so he's explaining the case. The Shaila is that okay, so this is Davar Tamua. So now, Faker, now the reason he didn't explain the Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, that you added Roiv Mayim is Paker, because it wouldn't be Metar B'Kol Shu. But Lemaisa, what's he talking about? So here he's saying that if you add Roiv Mayim, it's Mevatel the whole river. So you could have said, so what happened in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin? What's the case? You added water. So you could say, he's talking about you added Miyot to water. You didn't add Roiv, which would shtim in the Rosh. Maybe you added Miyot. And the whole thing is talking about you added Miyot. But we had a different steer to that, because the Rosh in Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, when he's arguing with the Rosh by Shoikis, over there the Rosh says clearly that the Koyach of a Mayan is the same as the Koyach of a Mikvah, that if you add a lot of water, it's Matar all the water. So the Choyra, the Rosh, is a direct steer in the Rosh. What happens when you add Roiv foreign water to a Mayan? What's the Halacha? The Rosh by Shoikis says it's like a Mikvah, it's Matar. And the Rosh in the Darim says that's the whole case of Bante de Shmuel, it's because Roiv Mayan passes the Mayan. Roiv foreign Mayan passes the Mayan. So like this. So I hear the Olam saying this Mahalach to answer the Rosh, but to be Maktim is like this, that the Beis Yosef puts together the Rosh and the Rambam as one Shita. And he puts together the Rosh and the Rambam as one Shita in how they're teaching the whole Yesod of Oymed and Mayan and Zchila. So one of the Mazvi that. The Rambam says, very short, so we'll go just the Yesod here. The Rambam teaches that the Kiddush of Mayan, that it's Matar B'Zoichlin, and the difference between Mayan and Ashburin, is not the Pshat is that a mikvah has a psul of zoichlim and a mayan does not have a psul of zoichlim. But rather, the pshat is that the way that if you have an overflow of mayim out of a mikvah, that mayim is not mechubar to the mikvah because it's zoichel. And the mayan has to be, the mikvah, the shem mikvah is ba'ashboyrin, and what comes out of it is not mechubar to the mikvah. That's the ikron chiddush of mikvah. Mashenkin a mayan, since it has a flow, so the Rambam is mefurish in the Pirush Mishnayos over here and in the Yad HaChazaka that there's two parts to a Mayan. The Etzem Ein HaMayan, the place where the Mayan comes out, and then the Hemshech of the Mayan. And the Chiddush of Mayan, Metar B'Zoichlin, is that the Hemshech of the Mayan is mechubar to the Ein HaMayan. That's the Chiddush of Zoichlin. But there's no like outside psul in a mikvah that if it's Zoichel, it passes the mikvah. For example, we were thinking that according to this Shita, if you would have a leak in a mikvah, it would passel the leak, but it wouldn't passel the mikvah, because very nice, the mikvah is zoichel, but it's not a problem. It has a shemash boyer into it. So there's no psul that the mayim is zoichel, be'etzem. It's only about, is the mayim mechubar to the mikvah. The mikvah...
But it has a shemash boyer into it.
Because it sounds like... It's an outside leak. It goes out on top of it. So Marek says, "Mayim coming on top. If it goes over the wall. Then it's like getting a whole shem zoich. It doesn't mean the mayim inside is bezuchila. There's an ashbar. It's not the form of the mayan, that's the point. So the it's the koyach of the mayan to mechaber to what's outside of it. So you see a few chidushim from that Rambam. You see that number one, the ikar mayan is what's inside the mayan itself. And what's outside the mayan itself is really just mechubar l'mayan. That's the ikar chidush you see in the Rambam. And the chidush of zechila is the koyach to mechaber that mayim zoichlam to the mayan. And if the Rosh holds the same way, that means it's a yisodistik, a chiluk between the Ein HaMayin and the Hemshech HaMayin. The Hemshech HaMayin is just Mechubar LaMayin, and the Ein HaMayin is the Mayin itself. So, the way the Rambam learns the Mishnayis is that the Ran is Mesupak about this point, but the way the Beis Yosef starts off is that when you add Mayim to the Guf HaMayin, into the Guf HaMayan, so then Avada 100% it becomes part of the Mayan, and maybe the Zotra was Zeshan's Kasha, Taka's Zuri, whatever, it mamish becomes the Mayan itself. And Mamela, if it's Nimshach out, so it's all Mechobit to the Mayan, and it's Metar B'Zoichlin, and it has the same Mayan completely. And Mamela is no Chilk, new place, old place, because the whole new place, old, the whole places is only because it's Mechobit still to the Mayan. And if I add water into the Mayan, so then whatever I'm adding to the Mayan becomes the Mayan, and wherever it goes, it goes. And that's the whole Chiddush of Mayan, is that the Zoichl Mimenu is still Metar. And the so where is it Negeya, the whole Din, of that's not matar b'zoichlin, but it's some matar b'kolshu. Zokta Rosh, it's only negia one case when the mayan had no zechila to begin with. When the mayan was a mayan ha'oimid and it didn't have a zechila, so when you're mechadish the zechila, that zechila is takanat mechuber to the mayan anymore. So memela, the whole case it was a mayan ha'oimid and you add it to the mayan, and that's the case of the seifa of nadal, which is parak alf mishazayin. You add it into the ena mayan, and memela, if you add it to the ena mayan, you created a zechila. Zlav Dafka Roiv, even Mistama, because the Sefer Mishnah, you created a new zechila that was not there. That zechila is not mechuber to the Mayan. That zechila is not metayer, it has no din. Al tchibur of zoichlin doesn't have that chiddush of zoichlin, since it's coming from the Mayan, it's the metayer b'kolshu. So that's the chiddush of that is the case of the Mishnah of Perek Alef Mishnah. That would be the only case that's really shayach this middle darga. So where was it shayach, the whole case of Bante de Mar Shmuel? What was the case? The case over there was, Elam was tining, that over there you added water to the Hemshech HaMayan. When you add water to the Hemshech HaMayan, Taka there, he doesn't have this koyach of Zriya. And he doesn't have that koyach that you have when you add to the Ein HaMayan. Because since the Guf HaMayan is only in the Ein HaMayan, that's where you add to it. There's different ways to say it, different as far as you could say, but the bottom line is that when you add to the Hemshech HaMayan, since that's not the Guf HaMayan, that's only the Hemshech HaMayan, if you add to it, it's Taka Chal Bittel in the Mayan, and it'll be possible completely. So, because it's only Nido, and what is it? What's this Mayan? Is it continuing from there? It's not continuing, it's a Mechobar. You have to go create on it, you're like being Mechel on it, a new Chibor to the Mayan, to give it a Shei Mayan. It doesn't have its own Shei Mayan. So, maybe if Roiv of the Mayan is Psulim, or Roiv of the Mayan is something else, it won't be Mechobar. And Memela, it will be possible completely. So the Shita of the Rosh is and the Rambam, it ends up being a third Shita. The Rosh that argues is because he's holding, and the other Shita is, they don't hold it, there's two Mekaymas in the Mayan. It's all big one Mayan. And Memela, either the Etzem Kerech Zechilas, what touches up the Mayan, or the Etzem type of Mayan that it is, touches up the Mayan, but the whole Mayan is one big Mayan. In the Russian Ram, you see this new Yisoid. There's something called the Ena Mayan, and the Chiddush of Zechila is that you can Mechaber to it, and Memela is going to be very different. If you add water into the Ena Mayan, you add on to the Hemshech Mayan. Memela, the case of Aleph Zayin is talking about you add to the Ena Mayan, but in a Chanami, and that's the case that the Rosh said, if you had even a lot of water there, even Roiv, he said in by Shoikis, it's not going to be a problem. But if you add to the Hemshech HaMayan, then then over there is where he said in the Dharma is going to be possible. That was a few chavrut saying that over. Okay, that's the sheet.